Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP. If you want to call us on the Gambit DC listener lines, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And we wanted to get back into the Washington Nationals, who I remember when they come out of the All-Star break, Jason was like, well, this is where they got to make their move. They're playing some of the weaker
two last place teams
in the league. They're playing the Baltimore Orioles, and they ended up getting swept, and they're now eight games back in the division, which gets us to the trade deadline is coming up here in just a few days. And we've talked to Mike Rizzo about this, whether you'd be buyers, sellers, and he said, you know, kind of depends on where you're at. Well, at eight games out, it's pretty much over. I mean, it's a long shot.
No, they're not making up eight games. You'd have to go on
a ridiculous tear. You do play in the division a bunch, but it's just unlikely. And so the question, and we threw this out on our Twitter poll, at Junks Radio, is at this point, are you willing to deal Max Scherzer? And the surprising thing was, EB, you've always said heart and soul guy, not going to deal him, but it seems like you've come around.
Well, they are floundering, and I don't think that they're like a player away or anything. They've been riddled with injuries, but seeing what Strauss is dealing with injury-wise, he's dealt with it throughout his career, but just seeing him break down, the fact that Max is turning 37 tomorrow, I mean, I can't thank Max Scherzer enough for what he's done for this organization and his team as a fan. And I never thought I'd say this, but I think it might be time to cash in our chips and see if we can get something in return to just, because they just need it. They clearly need an infusion of more young talent. Mm-hmm. I think there are some young pitchers to be really excited about that are coming up, but we just need more. We need more, and Max is our one of our most tradable assets. I don't want to lose Soto in a couple years. I don't want to lose Trey Turner. I mean, are we really going to give Max like 3 years and $100 million for the, I don't care about the money, but the learners do, you know, when he's 40 years old? I don't think so. I think Mike acknowledges in 2018 he had a deal in place with Houston, I think it was.
Houston, yeah.
Yeah, at the break or whatever, and the learners, they shut him down, and I think they regret it.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to kind of look at what the haul was going to be. It'd be interesting to see what happened to those guys, who they could have.
Well, the thing about
it would have been something.
Yeah.
Right, but maybe they didn't turn
into
anything.
The thing about this team is they've had so many injuries and suspensions, okay, because Castro is not going to be back with this team, but especially the injuries. They're not deep. Strasburg is it's an alarming situation considering his contract. But you kind of have some leverage because there's going to be some teams, and I said this before, that really need that number one and would want Max desperately. The Dodgers would be one.
Yeah.
And if you like the top three prospects in the Nats system right now are our pitchers, Cavalli, Rutledge, and Cole Henry. Mm-hmm. So you've got some young guys who are all about 22 years old. Add to it. You know, add to it.
It's a tough decision. And I think, look, it's a real tough decision for fans. Here are a couple of tweets. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio or call in now at 800-636-1067. Do you want them to move Max before the trade deadline? Emmanuel tweets us, there are some holes, but giving up one of our best players because we're having a bad season doesn't sound good to me. The counter is Joe P. I don't want them to trade Max, but I can understand if they do.
Of course you don't want to.
It's a tough call because you've been perennial playoff contenders, and you can rationalize why they're having this bad season. All the things you mentioned,
yeah.
Suspensions, injuries. And you could say, well,
mostly
we just
injuries.
Bring it back next year, and Strasburg's healthy, and this, if that, then we can right be back. And you're going to want a Max. You would love a Max in that situation,
mm-hmm.
and you might miss him. But maybe that doesn't all happen. You know what I mean?
Well, how much longer is Max going to be able to perform at this elite level where he's the heart and soul guy? You know, just like he's your anchor.
I could see it for another 3 seasons. Why not?
Might be hard.
I don't think he's slowed down. Like last year, we started to nitpick and go, is he slowing down?
Then he's going to be a guy. I agree with you. But I think he's going to be a guy that's going to hit the wall. I think it's going to be just like, it might be pretty dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I agree. We haven't really seen it yet, but age is undefeated.
But you're also seeing the last couple of years, he's starting to have those nagging
little bit,
issues.
Little bit.
And he's not missing an entire season, but he's missing starts here and there. You know, who knows? I don't necessarily believe that this triceps thing is serious. I think they held him out for a different reason.
Maybe there's something to the no sticky stuff, pitchers having tricep problems.
Maybe. I think, at some point you got to cash in your chips.
If they were in it, they were a game back of the Mets, he's pitching in that game.
I'm just surprised from you because you're a passionate Nats fan. Max is your guy.
Mm-hmm.
You had been quite adamant, I'll never deal him, heart and soul guy. If they were two back instead of eight
different.
Back, then of course you keep.
Well, then you're a buyer. Different. If you're two back, you're a buyer.
Yeah.
You're eight back, you sell.
A big part of this is watching Stras struggle and have 7 starts in the last 2 years.
So that's made you reconsider your position on Max.
Well, it also affects the trajectory of the team. And, at some point, Max is going to have his issues.
Okay. Well, here's what you said not too long ago.
Scherzer. He personifies the Nats in the same way, almost on a bigger than Zim. He's going to end his career here as a Nat. Max Scherzer has to end his career here as a National. There's just no other scenario that works. He's not trying to just steal a ring in the last month with some team.
He would take it if he got dealt to a contender.
He would be part of that team winning a ring, not stealing it.
Trade deadline crap. I told you this is where I've turned on it. I've turned on it. I think
the Patrick Corbin stuff is also alarming because you can toss last year out. I kind of do because it was such a short season and, people had COVID issues. But last year, he did not have a good year. His ERA in September last year was 5.64. If you jump forward to this year, his ERA has been, it's in the month of July, it's 7. It's over 7. He had a pretty good month of June. He was 3.82, but
I know it seemed like
May
he was figuring it out.
May was 4.5. He got off to a slow start, 10.47 in April. So he just hasn't been good.
I also think, JP, that part of that is I've always just assumed the Nats will be in the hunt. That by hook or by crook, Rizzo will find a way. He'll make a pickup at the deadline.
I usually feel
he'll
that
pick
way.
Up the right guys. I'm starting to feel like the tide's turning a little bit.
Well, they have a lot of holes. Even if everybody was healthy, I didn't love second base, and because Keboom hasn't worked out,
Keboom's been
third
a bust.
Base, like you got
Robles
a hole in second base,
kind of
got
a bust.
Third base got a hole in center field. Like I'm okay
offensively.
If your catchers aren't great, I'm okay with that if they're solid defensively.
Yeah, but they're down
whatever.
To the third and fourth catchers.
I understand that now, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, the troubling positions, you got to have a power hitting corner infielder, and you generally
third
should
base,
have
yes.
a center fielder who's got some power.
Or get on base.
All right.
Yeah, get on
you got to give me something.
Robles been a big disappointment.
You can't just have a bunch of offensive liabilities,
now, look,
and that's what they have.
If Schwarber was healthy, Castro wasn't doing what he was doing in the Dominican, if Robles was hitting 240 instead of 203.
I felt better about Castro at second base, by the way.
Okay, that's fine. You know, if you had some of these other guys on, obviously Schwarber was a huge loss, but you would be fine, and you would probably add at the deadline, but... With the way the roster looks right now, that they go out there and they struggle. They just struggle to get on base. The starting pitchers struggle. If you have leverage with Max, I think you kind of have to move him, and you'll probably get something back that will be valuable in the next 2 or 3 years. And you have to get prospects, but you have to get an everyday player as well.
And the ultimate reason is because they're not close anymore. They're not close anymore.
But by the way, why is this conversation just about Max? I think every single player should be up for discussion.
I'm not trading Soto right now.
Even Soto should be up for discussion.
I think that's insane.
Well, I think that's insane. But every player who has a one-year contract like Max, you guys are all living in fancy land. Like Max is going to retire here. He's a free agent. It's irresponsible not to trade him if they can't compete. And everything we've seen the last 10 days, they can't compete. It has to be seriously.
I agree with that on Max.
Moving forward,
but not
with
this. Juan.
You're not trading Juan. Juan.
But Schwarber, Brad Hand, Daniel Hudson.
Of course.
I don't know. Schwarber here in a 1 year deal?
Yeah, one year.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone.
I don't know what people can give you.
The Nats have a bottom five farm system, they have nothing.
Let's go to the phone so people want to chime in. Let's hear from some Nats fans.
All right, let's go to our dear friend, Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm not liking this conversation. I think what you said in what your recorded piece there about, you know, Zimmerman's Mr. National, I think, you know, Scherzer's our heart and soul, and I can't imagine him retiring anywhere else. And you know, anytime I'd go to a ball game, I would try to set it up so I'd see Scherzer. It's an event when he pitches. And I just lose a lot of interest if they got rid of him.
Yeah, but you pick up interest if they got more competitive.
Yeah, if you start winning more,
you're losing.
Don't you realize it's a business? And
I know that.
So if you have an opportunity to trade one of your big guys to get younger prospects, they might be prospects, they might be average players, they could turn into be superstars, then you have to take advantage of it.
They could turn into be busts, too.
Of course. But you take that shot.
Scherzer takes care of his body. I think he's got some more in his gas.
Well, Mary, it sounds like you should be a Max fan, not a Nats fan, right? If she likes Max more than the Nats.
If he gets traded to the Dodgers, are you going to root for him?
No.
Okay, well.
Well, I mean,
I don't know where you stand then.
I think it just comes to the point, at some point you have to realize the team, the way it's currently constructed with their health and everything else and age, they're not super competitive right now. They're no threat to really anything right now. So what's the plan B? How can you get out of this mix? If do you really think they're going to sign Max to a 3-year, $90 million
deal?
No
way.
No.
At 37? No way.
That's not going to happen. So you might as well cash in your chips and see if you can get some decent return.
I said it before. I would be pro-trade.
Yeah.
But I always was.
But I've
always willing.
Thought that they would be competitive. I didn't see this swoon coming. And so this swoon has kind of cemented it. For me,
they were 40-38 after they took that 2-game series against Tampa.
I thought we were ready to rock.
They were 40-38. I think they cut the deficit
to 2 above .500. I thought they were still under .500.
I think they were 2.
They were 40-38.
Wow.
Now they're 45-53. All right, so they've lost 15 of 20, and a lot of it's because they just don't have 1-9. They're just not good enough.
Don't have the horse.
I mean, the Orioles lineup was better. 1-9 was better in that series. And then you have the injuries in the rotation.
All right, let's go to Tony in Deal or Beal. I'm not sure. Tony, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, it's Deal, Maryland.
Deal,
buddy.
I think
100%. You got to trade him. I mean, look at your farm system. You got nobody in the farm. The only other two options you got to trade are Turner and Juan, and you're not trading either one of those guys. You got two legitimate All Stars, possible MVPs. I mean, that's the only trade bait you got. At this point,
I'm going to say this. If they trade Juan Soto, we're having a bonfire of my Nats.
They're not trading Soto.
We'll do it right here in studio. And you know me, I like to wear my Nats hat every day. I'll have a bonfire of Nats hats.
Well, all I'm saying is that if you're going
to trade Juan,
if you're going to listen to trade offers, listen to them about everybody. And if you're going to do the rebuild, you know.
You gotta don't have go
all in.
You always listen
you
to him at everybody.
You don't have to go all
I
in.
Think Rizzo said on the show, and it's hard to. I think he called him last week, or maybe it was the week before, the best hitter in baseball, and I think that's a valid argument. I understand there are other guys you can make an argument. He's that good.
You don't trade guys that you control in arbitration for 3 more years. You just don't do that.
No, it would be insane.
Trey Turner, they control for 1 more year in arbitration, I believe.
And also Juan, I think they. I'll be stunned if they don't re-sign him.
Well, they got it. I mean, he's going to be a $400 million.
Like the best player.
He'll be a $400 million.
Well, they have a history.
But that's
not
also
re-signing player.
That's true. Yeah. But at some point, you have to. Soto's better than all those guys.
Right.
And those guys' contracts were up. This is a little bit different. This, right. You have to sign him.
Soto's
to a
Soto's better than Bryce.
Deal.
He's better than Rendon.
And that's another reason why they're not going to give Max the money that he would want as a free agent, because they know they got to sign Trey if they right. do. And they got to sign Soto in 3 years.
Yeah, a lot of these people that want Max to be re-signed to, not traded and re-signed, it's like a charity contract for them. They got big contracts they got to spend in the future.
They do.
All right, you can't just be willy-nilly with your money. Give it to Max like that.
Yeah. All right. Got to take a break. We'll see how it plays out here as the trade deadline approaches. Coming up next, speaking of trades, news came out that Bradley Beal may want to trade before the NBA draft, which is coming up shortly. Jake Fisher broke the story for Bleacher Report. He'll join us next to give us some insight on the Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So, got a couple potential big deals in Washington, D.C. with some of the stars. Max Scherzer, who we just talked about, and Bradley Beal's name has popped up. Jake Fisher broke a story for Bleacher Report about Bradley Beal considering a trade request, and Jake joins us now, works for Bleacher Report, also the author of Built to Lose, How the NBA's Tanking Era Changed the League Forever. What's up, Jake?
A little tired, guys, but, you know, happy to be here. News is flying. How are you doing?
Good. So we were talking about your story earlier in the show, and why don't we kind of take a step back? For those that don't know, what is Bradley Beal's contract situation exactly?
So he's got this player option, same with Russell Westbrook, ahead of the 22-23 season, which means that before that season begins, you know, there's an option for him to end the contract and touch free agency next summer. And with all that being said, the draft coming up on Thursday is probably the best opportunity for Washington to conduct a trade process here that would be, you know, probably the richest situation in terms of return offers from teams all across the league that would be interested, being that, you know, a lot of teams at the top of this draft, Toronto holding number four, obviously Golden State has been linked with Bradley Beal interest a lot with number 7 and 14. You know, this seems to be, you know, kind of a big inflection point here in this long song and dance between Bradley Beal and the Wizards.
Let me ask you this with the Warriors. It's just popping into my head. Obviously, Beal's a great player, second leading scorer the last couple of seasons in the NBA, but they're going to get Klay Thompson back. He's a two guard just like Beal.
Yeah, where would Beal fit in with Steph and Thompson and, you know, I guess Wiggins would be traded if Beal went there. But, yeah, how does he fit in there?
I mean, they incorporated Kevin Durant, right? And they won the title. I think at this point in where the NBA is at, I mean, the teams at the top and the contending conversation here, they're all big game hunting. They are trying to get as many stars as they can. And the Lakers won the title with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and –
the Nets went out and responded by bringing together James Harden with that group. And I think the Warriors and a lot of other teams are just in this mode right now where it's get us as much stars as we can, as much top-level talent as possible. And then the Bucks did it with Drew Holiday, and they just won the championship. So I think that's kind of where all this stuff is headed right now.
Got you.
So if Beal went to say, Golden State we brought up because apparently they are interested, but do you think Golden State would part with, well, at minimum, you got to part with both those lottery picks, 7 and 14. Do you think they would part with Wiseman as well?
If Tommy Shepard called Golden State right now and said, give us Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, 7 and 14 for Bradley Beal, you got a deal, this deal would be done already.
Really? Mm.
I would think so, too, from Golden State's perspective.
If you were running the Wiz, what would you do?
I think Washington, sorry, I just want to clarify. I think Washington would probably ask for more back. I think they're going to want more future picks. They're going to want pick swaps. They're going to want to, I mean, when you're trading a player of Bradley Beal's caliber, there's a reason all these teams are going to want him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be able to get a package just as rich as what Brooklyn got or Houston got back for James Harden. So just these two picks for 7 and 14 and Wiseman alone, that's not going to get it done. That's, they're going to need to really empty out the clip here to get Brad.
What would you do if you were Tommy Shepard and you were kind of faced with their dilemma with these salaries and everything else and then trying to actually become something relevant in this league?
I think Jaylen Brown is the guy I would want, and obviously that there's that connection with Jason Tatum and Bradley Beal, you know, from their St. Louis days, and they by all accounts remain super, super close to this day. It doesn't sound like Jaylen Brown is really someone that the Celtics are going to make available. I mean, he was very involved in the head coaching search, that led to Ime Udoka this summer, along with Tatum. So if that's the case, I mean, I think Ben Simmons is the best alternative, especially, you know, I was talking to someone about this in the franchise, not Tommy Shepard, but somebody else, saying, you know, if you bring Ben to an environment that is a rebuilding situation in a market like D.C. where there isn't going to be that hot button front page of the paper, that's 2000 jargon, you know what I'm saying,
yes,
pressure to like win in the postseason next to Joel Embiid right now, right? I think to get that guy in a stress-free environment in a young rebuild in a market that would probably kind of embrace him as like their kind of reclamation project, I think that would be a really great opportunity for Washington.
So let's get back to Beal, and the way that you write the story, I couldn't really gather whether he's demanded a trade. What exactly are you hearing from Beal or his people?
So I haven't talked to anybody with and around Beal's, you know, camp or whatever, lack of, it's difficult wording here,
right,
obviously. It's all sensitive stuff. But I haven't talked to them since the story first came out. You guys are my first call this morning. But there's definite expectation that he's more likely to request it than not. At this point, I mean,
but he hasn't requested it yet.
He has not. He has not officially requested it.
What has changed?
That I know of.
Why? Do you have any insight as to why he's feeling like this?
I think the deadline of this draft, like we talked about, is really putting the pressure on the situation. And also, as I wrote in the story, I think I could probably talk about it more fluidly here. Like the situation with Russell Westbrook's contract also being kind of up, and also there's being pressure on. You know, the Lakers are clearly signaling their interest in him, and anybody who really follows the NBA should know at this point there's all these back-channeling conversations that happen, you know, behind the scenes here between players and representatives that doesn't really fly CBA-wise, right? So, I mean, Russell Westbrook preemptively requested a trade from Houston to go to Washington, knowing that James Harden was going to request his trade inevitably as well. I think that situation and Russ and Brad kind of looking at each other here across the aisle, what are you going to do, is also playing a huge factor in pushing Bradley Beal's own decision.
Right. So if Beal tells Shepard, you know, I'm not going to resign here, I want to get out, then Westbrook probably tells him the same thing, don't you think?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you see them trade? Do you think Beal and Westbrook could both be traded before the draft?
It's possible. You know, I was talking to someone, very high-ranking team official last night, who said to me, you know, if Brad does become available and that domino falls quickly, because it's going to be, they're operating in a position from strength here, obviously. The Wizards would have, you know, all the say-so here. And if that Toronto number four pick really continues to be involved, which, you know, I know they're talking about just sending that straight up in a package for Ben Simmons, like,
there's going to be a competitive bidding war that I think can make that deal happen pretty quickly. The Russ one, probably more slowly. I don't think there's a lot of captain assets to play with his number, especially also that he's still – his value is up based off of where it was at the trade deadline after the strong end of his regular season and his playoff run. But I think with his number and his age – it would take a little bit more time probably to see Russell's situation clear up.
Do you think that if Westbrook wasn't dealt and he played next year here, he's got a $47 million player opt-in in 23. That's what you were talking about. Do you think he would sign that, mm-hmm. or do you think he would want a 3-4 year deal after 22?
Well, with the way Chris Paul is currently having Robert Sarver over a barrel here, talking about another $100 million plus deal at age 37, wherever he is, I think Russell Westbrook would probably look at himself in that similar light. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but that would be my educated guess on what Russ would want. I think all these guys are trying to maximize their earning potential as quickly and as often as they can.
All right. Before we let you go, just want to get your thoughts on Team USA. They lose to France. Now, of course, they're not out of it. They play Iran, and then they play Czech Republic, so they can get into the medal round. They win those two games, which they will. But France had 5 or 6 NBA players, clearly outplayed the Americans in the third quarter. It just looks like the Americans are just kind of lost when it comes to key possessions. That's what I saw. I watched the game. They score 11 points in that quarter. Didn't shoot the ball well. I know that they have some guys who just got there. There's kind of no chemistry yet. Do you think that improves, or is this going to be a long haul for the Americans?
Well, the chemistry can only improve, right?
Right. It's not. It's been bad,
exactly,
no doubt.
In a great spot right now, but I think that's everything. I think it's a combination of the chemistry, but also, I mean, the league is definitely talking internally about addressing all of the take fouls and all of the kind of head flailing, flopping on offense that, you know, got really put in the mainstream with Trae Young and Joel Embiid and Harden, you know, this year. And obviously the officials, it's been kind of noted, I think, you know, they're not calling that game the same way. And also, I mean, these teams around the country, around the world, excuse me, they go and do this every single offseason. You know, Australia and France and Spain and Lucas Slovenia crew, like, they're all doing this every single summer and growing together and building together. And Team USA is kind of a negotiation all the time of, oh, does this match up with my schedule? Can I, you know, do I really want to go play for Team USA while I have my off-season business obligations? Like, I'm not saying that to knock on these guys. Like, you're in the game, you're in this game to make money and continue your career and, you know, do all that. But I think that's playing a big factor in Team USA's overall success for sure.
Appreciate the time, Jake. It's Jake Fisher. Check him out on Bleacher Report, and he's got a book called Built to Lose, How the NBA's Tanking Era Changed the League Forever. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
See you, man.
Thank you, guys.
And he joined us on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Can you imagine if Max and Bradley were traded in the same week?
And Russell Westbrook.
And Westbrook. I think that would be crazy if those guys were all traded, but it's certainly possible with Max and Bradley this
I think
week.
It's much more likely for Max than Bradley, because even the guy that broke the story that just joined us, Jake, said doesn't know if he's officially demanded a trade. So it's, you know, I think he liked playing with Russell Westbrook. I think he would like to win. Obviously he'd like to win. He's been here for a long time. The best he's ever done is made it to the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
He wants to win, but I think he can be convinced that they were improving in the second half of the year with Russell Westbrook. They didn't have all their guys. I'm not saying Denny puts them over the top and all of a sudden they beat the Sixers, but I think he could be patient and not force it right now, see what happens in the first half of the season, and then maybe from the Wizards standpoint they don't get as much, but there's a trade deadline in the NBA too. And if things aren't working out in the first half, then you trade Beal before the second half, before
well,
it's too late.
But it's not Bradley's decision, because correct. If Shepard gets a haul, an offer from, say, Golden State that he can't refuse, Bradley's gone.
But like I said, I told you I wasn't in love with the haul. The guests just discounted it out of hand.
Okay,
like,
well, maybe Golden State does up it, and they give you future picks, but I don't know. I just think the writing's on the wall.
So you would bet, if you bet right now, and you like to bet, you bet Beal's going to be dealt?
No, I don't know that. I mean, I think it's a toss-up. 50-50.
Toss-up right now?
Yeah.
EB, do you think Beal gets dealt? I do not.
I
don't think Beal's going to be dealt.
Okay, you might be right.
And I don't think Westbrook's going to be dealt.
Max might not be dealt. I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea.
If I had to bet, I don't think they're going to, but it is interesting that he's inching his way towards.
I think Max might be the most likely, actually.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067. Coming up next, what's going on with Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. 8:45, time now for QB Quarter of.
29, Alpha. We heard it, he said.
All right, we got some big kind of breaking news on the Deshaun Watson front. But before we get to that, just a quick little tidbit.
All right.
About a former quarterback. I don't know if you guys talked about this on Friday. I can't remember when it broke, but Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, we talked about
former Washington football team receiver escaped serious injuries after his three-wheel motorized bike was clipped by a car.
You've seen those things before. I don't know what they're called, but every once in a while you see them.
Yeah, my neighbor has one.
That's so weird.
It's got the two wheels in the front and the one in the back, right?
I think so. Yeah. Something like that.
Are they called spiders? What are those things called?
I don't know.
The two wheels in the front, like a motorcycle, but there's two wheels in the front and one in the back.
Prowler, spider.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. My neighbor has one. He always takes it out.
It's weird. I saw a dude just driving around in his little, it was like an old Beamer, and he took the door. It was a convertible, and he took the doors off, and obviously it was a convertible where he took the hardcover or softcover, whatever it was, off.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just driving around like, it's a, you know how Jeeps will drive around without their doors on? Yeah. He was driving around in his car without the door. I just thought it was
just
weird.
Around your neighborhood?
No, he was on 495.
He was on the Beltway?
And I was like, what are you doing? Or like that's 355 nuts. Or something, you know?
Yeah, that's nuts.
All right, so the latest news regarding Deshaun Watson. All right, two things. Number one, reports were that he was going to show up to camp basically to avoid a fine.
$50,000 a day.
By the way, I think he was seen over the weekend or late last week, like, partying in New York. Like, he's clearly not concerned about these charges.
The lawsuit.
He's living his life.
I mean, I did see a story about a week ago that supposedly he was close to settling their 22 lawsuits against him.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the whole time he's just been doing the math.
Well, that's why he wants to avoid $50,000 a day, because that all adds up. Plus, he's paying lawyers.
Right. Because, I mean, who knows? Gives each of these women $1 million each?
And he hasn't been suspended by the league. I mean, he's obviously able to report
charges
to camp.
So, you know, if he pays them off, each of them, let's say he gives each of them $2 million. Does that settle the deal? I think the attorney who was representing all of the massage therapists at one point said, no, we're not going to settle, but please.
Who knows?
You know? Yeah, like, I don't think it would take that much.
I'm guessing most of these massage therapists, $2 million would be a ton of money, more than they ever thought they'd make.
Well, I don't think he has to pay that much. I think he can get away with a lot less than
maybe,
that.
Maybe
not. About $45 million, I don't know if he's going to pay that.
Yeah. Especially if he thinks that they kind of knew the deal and it was kind of understood.
That's only 1 year for a quarterback nowadays.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, that's a ton of money. I mean, still. That's,
But the latest,
he gets taxed on his salary.
The latest, I think it was Tom Pelissero from NFL Network, along with Ian Rappaport, reported that the Texans are now listening to offers.
They know Deshaun doesn't want to be there. He is going to report to camp to avoid the fines, but I guess he doesn't want to play there, so
remind
you have to listen
me
to
before
offers.
The allegations, because it's all a blur now, and when I think of Deshaun Watson, I think of all these girls with these allegations against him now. It's just the way life is.
Mm-hmm.
Before those allegations came out, though, was he demanding to be out of there? I can't remember. Before the allegations.
Yes. Pretty sure.
Yeah. He was unhappy about
pretty
the
sure.
And so then the allegations came out, and then it was like, remember, well, nobody's going to even want you.
He wanted input on the coach, and they hired the guy from the Ravens. What's his name, David?
Cully?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like the long-time assistant.
So he said,
or whatever.
"I want to." Yeah, yeah,
I forget who was his guy. He wanted. Who did Deshaun want?
So he's kind of got remember. Like a Aaron Rodgers thing. Well, you know the other story that I can't believe it should be on this segment is the Aaron Rodgers deal that people are suggesting David Dunn, his agent, and all these others. The Vegas took it off. They took Packer games off the books.
Yes,
because the rumor is he's going to retire this week.
Deshaun Watson, by the way, wanted Eric Bieniemy.
There, you yeah. Want to be
Aaron Rodgers. They took it off the board.
And somebody tweeted, and I retweeted it, they remembered the anecdote of Carson Palmer, whenever that was,
yep.
Who had David Dunn as his agent, and he told, I think it was Cincinnati at the
Bengals.
Time, he said, I'm going to retire if you don't move me.
And then he ended up in Arizona.
No, Oakland, I think.
I thought he went to Arizona.
Maybe it was Arizona. I don't know. I could be wrong. You're probably right. Probably Arizona. And, I'm not sure if he actually went through and filed the papers, but David Dunn orchestrated Carson Palmer out of Cincinnati. And that basically they're following the exact same playbook here.
Well, it's possible.
So he retires and then
forces them eventually to move him or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right, EB. He went to Oakland for 2 years, then he ended up in Arizona for Carson Palmer. But with Deshaun, one thing we wanted to throw out there is all of the analysts, all of the insiders say the team that's locked and loaded, ready to go for Deshaun is the Philadelphia Eagles. Would you all of a sudden be worried if Deshaun ends up in an Eagles uniform at their quarterback?
Of course you
squad?
Would be. As a Washington fan, of course you would be.
Well, the Eagles have, I believe, 3 first-round draft picks coming up. They have theirs. They have the Carson Wentz one if he starts over 75% of the games. And then, remember, they traded down with the Dolphins. I'm pretty sure. Or they trade it down, they trade up, and then trade it down. So they have 3 coming up next year.
So they've got some ammo. I mean, yep. if he goes to Philly, then they're instantly, you know, the best. Well, if they're not the best team, they're certainly
you're
one of the top
about,
two.
You're talking about Deshaun.
Yeah.
The problem with Deshaun is you got to imagine there's going to be a looming suspension. You got to imagine.
Don't know.
And then beyond that, what about criminal?
Why hasn't he already been suspended?
Because Goodell likes to wait as long as he has to. So public pressure or whatever, or the cases resolve themselves. But you got to imagine.
I mean, it's certainly a possibility, yes.
That there's a looming suspension waiting here.
Well, So
if you're Philly and you kind of know that, why are you going to give up the 3 first-rounders or more?
Right.
Because he's worth it.
But if
not if he's in jail for 2 years.
Well, yeah, if he's in jail. But again, I don't think
there's
there
no criminal charges
yet.
These are all civil suits.
And is he going to be able to forget? There's no criminal charges.
I haven't studied the law there. I don't know what the statute of limitations is on some of these things.
Wasn't that long ago?
It doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Like it used to be like 7 years or whatever.
I know, but sometimes like certain offenses, like a statute of limitation, might be 1 year.
Okay.
I don't know.
Listen,
what it, I don't know. What
let's just say it's not. It's all civil and nothing right. criminal ever. If there's no settlement and this case is still going and these women are adamant and they're holding press conferences,
right?
You're gonna be. You think Goodell?
I understand that you're rolling dice. Let's say you're the Eagles. It might be worth trading your 3 first round picks and Jalen Hurts because the Texans are gonna want a quarterback back. Probably, it's not
sure.
like they have good quarterbacks right now.
Well, they got Tyrod. They drafted Mills, so I'm not sure they'd want Hurts.
But, I think it'd be worth it. Like even if you lost him, if you knew going in, he's going to have a season long suspension. I think it might be even worth it to be a year because he's going to be better than any drafters yet.
Because if it turns out that like in the majority of these cases, he is guilty of like sexually, you got a serial sexual assaulter on your team who's not going to be able to stop.
That he's could not going to be able I mean, to stop. I don't know enough about the psychology there. You may be
if
right.
If you have a serial sexual assaulter, it ain't going away.
But he may have.
It's going to crop up again.
It's just an effed up situation.
Like you said, he thought of it as kind of a consensual wink, wink type
that's
deal.
What that's what, I, that's
seems
what I think.
Like, I kind of got like, the same thing because he's going on Instagram.
He was using that to date.
Right. He was going on his. I think he had a girlfriend, but he was using it as like.
His side chick.
His different side chicks. He gets on Instagram. They kind of know the deal.
Bring him under the guise of a so-called massage thing for everybody.
Right.
So the girlfriend thinks it's a massage.
But Deshaun has a story, too. I know it looks alarming and bad when 22
well,
girls come out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's my guess of his story. Correct.
But Deshaun has a story. And maybe 12 of the 22 are just money grubbers and following in line.
Right.
We don't know. We have
no
idea.
But what about the other 10 are legit?
Those could be serious, yeah.
Look, it's a definite roll of the dice. I'm just saying, if I'm the Eagles, and I believe he may face a suspension half the season, maybe even a full season, it might be worth it because just look at his numbers last year. I think he was top five. Like, if you looked at his numbers in a lot of the categories, and he's a really good quarterback. I'll hesitate to say great.
Not great.
He's a really good quarterback. And are you going to get somebody better? I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be the guy. Look, I'm judging off of just a few games. I could see him ending up in Philly. And that would be a problem for the Washington football team. He's good. He's better than what we have here.
I don't know. There's just so many unknowns about this situation. Do you think he's going to be traded before the season starts?
I don't know. Look, if I'm the owner of a team, like even if a general manager makes the case I just made, said, listen, I'd like to trade for this guy. We're going to give up 3 first-round picks. We're going to give up the guy who's supposed to be our starting quarterback this year, Jalen Hurts, who we just drafted last year, for a guy who it's unknown what's going to happen with the NFL. Like, you kind of need to know, right? I'm the owner, I'm saying, no, you're not. You're not making that deal. Until you find out.
I think he's too toxic.
I'm paying a guy.
You're not going to do a blockbuster trade with a guy that toxic. I don't see it.
Well, not unless you know he's not going to be suspended.
I think, to answer your question, is it going to happen before the season? I think that they're going to have to find out if he's settling these cases for real before. Like, if the cases are all settled before, then I'll say yes.
But
he'll
be
traded
before. That could take months.
Could. Or the lawyer says, you know what, this figure, he's waiting for a figure to get to a certain amount. Maybe the amount gets to that point.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I can't.
Either way, that's why they drafted Davis Mills in the second round.
I mean, if you're talking about paying $2 million per, like $40 million bucks.
45.
There's no way.
No, he's not going to pay.
There's
that
no
much.
Way he's struggling. He'd rather go to jail.
I don't know. If I'm Deshaun Watson, okay, $45 million is a lot of money. But if I end this headache and I know that I'm going to make future NFL money where quarterbacks are making $40 to $45 million a year, I'm punting 1 year of salary. Yes. I'm doing it to end it, to make sure I have an NFL career.
Well, you might do that, but I don't think he would do it.
I'm not even sure he has $40 million liquid. I highly doubt
that.
Yeah,
he's partying up in New York.
I highly doubt
it. Flying private all over the place.
That would probably felt him
maybe not
pretty
liquid.
Quickly.
Okay, but right now it's just going on, and his attorney's just clocking money. And it's going to probably end up in a settlement anyway.
Yeah. I would hold out
for... He doesn't start clocking the big money until 2022.
I would hold out for cheaper.
His salary for this year is $10.5 million. 22, it's 35.
All right, we'll talk more NFL and get Brady Quinn's take, former NFL QB, coming up at 9:20. But next, it's EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.